flying, they used to call them flying horses then, not merry-go-round. I don't know what a merry-go-round was. And
anything that went around?
Yeah, it was a merry-go-round, but we used to call it flying horses. And it was inside. It was a permanent installation now. The old Baton Rouge Zoo was over in that area. After you passed under the railroad track going out towards LSU, it was on the right. The baseball field was right where the interstate crosses Dalrymple now. I think it was built by Esso, Exxon, because Exxon used to field a pretty good semi-pro baseball team back in these days. In fact, their higher baseball players had a better chance of getting a job at Esso, as they called it then, than right at the plant, as it was referred to, than someone that didn't, because you had the Shell company down at Norco, and another oil company down at Norco, and it was quite a rivalry. At that time, Exxon had a band, Esso had a band, about a 100-piece band, marching band.
Oh, boy, that was something.
It was, and it had all the parades, and it was employees of Esso, and the reason I knew about it, our present coroner's daddy was the director of bands at Esso, and that's what he was hired as. He was also our band director when I was in Catholic High.
You played?
I just played in high school. Well, I played in LSU marching band also. I played a trumpet.
Uh-huh.
But
do you remember people? I'm sorry, I'm using.
No.
Do you remember people playing here, like old music?
Oh yes,
music,
yes.
Like that?
Victory Park. It's where the Recreation and Park Commission and the old post office is now. But at one time there was a park there, and they had a permanent bandstand, like you see in the old movies of John Philip Sousa bit. And there was concerts on Sunday afternoons. I can remember only attending one as a child, but there was a swimming pool and everything else there downtown.
Do you remember people coming up and down the river still in those days, and they would play music or something like that?
Yes. They had, I think it had to be yearly. A showboat would come down the Mississippi, and they had a minstrel show and other shows. I think minstrel shows are illegal now, I don't know. Another old blackface show.
Yeah.
But this was, oh, and it was quite an event when it came into Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to think. I remember going to one or two of them, but they'd land at the old, oh, right across from the railroad station down, which is now, what, the museum?
Yeah.
Downtown. Arts Commission Museum. But that's where the showboat, and they'd have a little big gangplank at lower.
That place was a
railroad station. It was a Yazoo. The Mississippi Valley Railroad, YMV. And of course, this was the Kansas City Southern. I think the one down by the river was called the Illinois Central System.
That one, the Yazoo, Mississippi Valley, ran up to Woodville, didn't it?
It went all the way to Vicksburg and connected in with, I think it connected with the Illinois Central System. Now the Kansas City Southern, the one farthest from the river,